Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Basher Cat. Demo Derby Masters. Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Cyopa Racing and CyopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
You're right, that is weird. It is weird when that happens. It happens around here way too much, and it freaks me out every time. Welcome to episode number 145 of the Crash Course, the another mess. I told you, Ben, man. My phone has been going crazy today. The elevator sometimes gets a mind of its own, and it moves up and down between the floors, and the doors open, and you can hear people walking around upstairs. We know the building's empty. It's kind of freaky. But anyway, big show on deck tonight. Ben's hanging out with us here in the studio. I saw Brian on his way to what I believe is Waterloo High School for yet another football practice. They started out their season over the weekend, and they got a win. It was a busy weekend. All over the place, front to back. Josh can't make it because he's got soccer practice with Trent.
Yeah, I dropped Hunter off to his football practice on the way here.
How's football going?
Good, he's liking it. So yeah. They got their first scrimmage just coming up Saturday morning, so I'll miss that. But
right.
Then following week, that is their first home game.
I forgot to do it. You should swing the microphone over so they can hear you.
Swing the microphone over. There you go.
I didn't push it though.
I know. So I know.
It was. We're going to be talking with Johnny Gullo here as soon as he wraps up his meeting. He's at a meeting right now as we speak with the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Where we're going to be in October next week. We're going to have Sam Williams on. We're going to be catching up with him. He's got a ton of stuff going on. He's going to have the Ultimate Derby. Their last points race is coming up in. At Bowling Green, coming up on the 17th of September. So they got about a month left of their season. Then 2 weeks after that, they've got Battleground. And then, like, 6 weeks after that, we're on top of Blizzard Bash. We saw some of the teams were released. We'll get into a little bit of that discussion a little bit later on. But first, some of the local action that happened. We were tracking Todd Ellman coming away with a win in the state championship derby, I guess is – Yeah, it's the state championship derby is what you call that.
Yeah,
the one
state
at Erie County Fair in Hamburg. Yeah. He won that. Mike Ernst celebrating his birthday. He took home third in the compact division. Dave King took home fourth in the compact division. Tim Hanazuski, do you see any of that? Boy, he took a shot in the door. But I was reading some of the details on it, and he took full responsibility for it. He rushed the car, didn't get the stuff put in there that he probably should have. And, you know, he walked away, and he was fine. Kind of got away with one a little bit. It looked bad.
it's definitely – there's been some pretty nasty pictures popping up here and there of not just his, but derbies all over the place. I mean, I think that's kind of what it is. The guys are getting rushed and not doing what they normally do. And, you know, luckily, fortunate enough, they're, you know, not getting seriously hurt. I've read some comments of people getting some broken ribs and stuff like that. But, one of the guys that went up with Tommy Dowd, he got basically laid his hand wide open. So they that group that went up and ran. But yeah, that was the one that's the old New York State Fair Championship is what it used to be, and then J&M moved it to the different fairgrounds. And
well, that Hamburg Fair is their hometown fair.
Yes.
I mean, JM is based right out of Hamburg, and forever the state championship was held in conjunction with the state fair in Syracuse. And now the grandstands have been torn down. Super Dirt Week, which is our crown jewel modified event, has been moved to Oswego. That's going to be 300 laps now around Oswego. So they're done moving the 600 truckloads of clay in to convert the asphalt over to dirt. And they tore those fairgrounds down to make an equestrian center and all these other great things. And then I don't know if the money ran out or the money got tied up in the bureaucratic process and red tape or what it was. But right now it is a giant parking lot.
Where pretty much.
Those grandstands used to be. On the topic of laying their hand open, David Tillery Jr. is on his way to the hospital right now. David Tillery, is the guy who runs RC cars.
Mm-hmm.
He also won the compact championship at Bash for Cash. His son dropped a sharp piece of metal and laid his knee open right down to the joint. So he's going to have some scars to tell everybody about when he gets back to school if they mm-hmm. haven't already started yet. But kind of staying in that same vein, Danny Flynn came up with a win at Crystal Valley. They had another RC Derby, had over $500 in payout money. It was 200 to win. 10 cars made the feature out of the 17 that showed up, and everybody in the feature got paid. At least got their entry money back,
mm-hmm.
if not better. They ran an Enduro that day with the aluminum body cars, and then they had the stadium trucks that were bombing all over the place. My kid got eighth, so he was happy. He got $20 nice. And used it to go buy a Spider-Man scooter that he had his eye on.
There you go.
Yeah. That was neat. Mike Mlechko, got to see him down there. He brought a wagon up there, and after he ran it, he said, you know, I probably ought to just smash top the thing. And this was a gorgeous wagon. And he just mashed the top in and started throwing self-tapping screws in. And it looks like they're going to be coming up with a super stock division, which is going to be much, much simpler builds, get kind of back to the roots of it where cars were blowing apart and actually looked like they were bending, because some of the stuff there was silly, silly hard.
Oh, yeah.
We'll follow up on that a little bit. Ed Brewster, well, I remember Ed from JMW mm-hmm. Motorsports Park for his track and for the Derby circuit, he has somehow secured Harley-Davidson as a sponsor for the RC Derby stuff. So congratulations
that's
to him.
Cool. That's fun.
That's pretty awesome. It's one of the local dealerships that's doing it, but as I understand it, he's got a meeting with some of the regional guys coming up soon. And
mm-hmm.
How cool would that be?
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, right?
That's awesome. You know, sometimes you come across and you just got to catch the right people at the right time, and they got open ears and open minds, and they want to talk about it, and they think this stuff's pretty cool, so they want to get involved with it, you know. A lot of free advertising with that.
Yeah. So there's a lot that's going to come with that.
Yeah.
We covered Danny Flynn, David Jr. Got a little bit deeper into the show than probably we should have. We should back it up a touch.
Yeah.
A couple folks that are close to us have got a real tough week in the last week. Mont Sweat, there's all sorts of benefits and stuff like that going around mm-hmm. for Mont. He was diagnosed with cancer, and a lot of stuff going on for that fella. George Highnote, our thoughts with him. His grandmother passed away, and then Jeff Dixon, who just 2 weeks ago swept the Otsego County Fair in Morris. He passed away somewhat unexpectedly, mm-hmm. Which was real tough to hear about. He's a guy that I know Chad Winnie, you know, and Bob fairly well. I didn't know Jeff that well, but I've seen him drive plenty of times, and he was just as tenacious as those two.
That was the New York version of WFO. Right? Really. I mean, him, Chad Winnie, Mike Green, and Jeff Dixon. You know, them guys really liked, I mean, they were some of the first ones with Fords and knew their Fords and liked the bend stuff. I mean, they didn't go out there to run a marathon. They went out there to junk stuff whenever time they were on the track, so.
You there? Awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep. And that is the voice of one Johnny Gullo coming from beyond. John, man, how'd everything go at your meeting tonight?
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Meaning?
We had the boys from Ohio, Scott and Don and Joker, out here last weekend, and they're just walking around. I'm like, drink water. He says, why? He says, because you're not sweating out here. You need to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
had to give him a lesson on the dry heat.
Yeah. Is that going to be the case when we're out there in October?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's going to be...
Just warm.
No.
That's why we give hoodies to all the drivers when they show up.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the desert gets pretty chilly at night, huh? So we're looking forward to that. I see Paul Cox. He's 3 for 3 now for the summer. Brad Bowman, we're going to be talking with him in a little while about his win. You guys were busy this weekend out there in Utah.
Crazy, crazy busy. And we got another one. Well, we got three shows in September, and then finish off the season October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I just left the arena. We're negotiating a live band and a party after the Derby.
Wow.
So we can finish the year right.
How I saw you and Dalton were together and picked up a win.
Again?
Is that right? You guys, you and Dalton had driven together and picked up a win here.
Yeah. We did Wednesday, or we drove last Saturday. We drove this Wednesday before that, the Saturday before that, and then we drove Canada the week before that. So it's been a busy
mini tour.
So, in terms of what people can expect for Halloween Havoc, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, but now we're starting to get a little bit closer to it. We're starting to put more focus on it. Sounds like there's going to be plenty of iron there.
What we do is we call it a run what you brung. When you come in, we look at your car and we either class you as a light class, which is typically, you know, your bone stock, minimum well. Medium class is kind of the standard unified rules that we use in Utah. Heavy build is when they've started plating those same builds and done a few things, maybe added some kickers, and then we have the outlaw heat.
It's going to be...
So we have the 20 grand to distribute, and we do that based on what shows up. Wow. And we try and pay it pretty low in the heats. So... everybody can take something home because a lot of those cars are just getting finished off and they're not going to make a main event.
Right.
So almost every heat turns into a main event.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time. That's gonna be awesome.
Ben can't wait.
No.
Ben.
And of course, on top of that, we'll have the trucks and we do our passenger heat also, which is the female driver with the brake and the male passenger with the gas pedal. Oh, that's always a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
You and Deck are going to run in that?
What's that?
You and Deck are going to run in that? You can run the throttle, you can run the brake?
Yeah. Well, I figured you'd put you in one side and you're on the throttle.
Negative. Not even close.
No? Okay.
Not even a thought. Nope. I got computers to babysit. Make sure cattle gates don't knock the cameras over.
A lot of people sleep on the couch after that heat.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I can only imagine flying across the track. The front wheels are in full lock, and the rear wheels are just churning, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, says, don't watch the cars. Watch the people in the cars, because they're just yelling at each other.
It's fun. Yeah, I can imagine.
I saw Jeff from Overkill and Scott were all out there. I don't remember where they ran over the weekend, but they brought home some stuff.
With us at Gumby Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd that go over?
It was actually a good show. I mean, from my standpoint, I drove the main event Saturday, and I will say it is one of the most aggressive but most tactical main events I've been in years.
Mm-hmm. Really?
What did we have, 13 cars, and they were all elite drivers. So the hitting was very aggressive. Even though the money was high, the hitting was very aggressive. Because I'll tell you, Mark Klein stayed at my house over the weekend, and I said, do you mind if we just sit here Sunday? I really don't want to do anything.
Yeah, because that's the one, that's the show that Santel and Zizelman and all them were at, right?
Say that again?
That was the show that Santel and Zizelman and all them guys were at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Joker and... Yeah. We had all the guys from Canada came down and Washington and
them guys.
Utah. It was a very aggressive show. A lot of fun.
I've talked before. I mean, I've watched them guys run for a long time, and them guys, they can, when they got to turn the wick up, they'll turn the wick up. They'll drive with the best of them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think
Scott was used to getting bounced around like that.
Not in a long time. He's used to knocking people out of their seats.
The final shot of the Derby, he wasn't sure if he had second place locked up, so he didn't pull his flag, and Randy Mikowski came full arena on him, and he just hung on for dear life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a learning curve you got to get used to there.
Yep.
It was busy out there. I mean, that's one thing that...
So it's a lot of fun, but yeah, Havoc we're really excited about. I think the biggest misconception is everyone think when we say run what you brung that they're going to go against...
Full outlaw, yeah.
full outline, and that's not how we do it. We take the first two heats are the light and medium builds, and they'll do a main event, and then the heavy and the outlaw will do a main event. Mm-hmm. So the misconception is there's a place for everybody to run. You'll have fun in your heat. On your build, if you wish to go to the next round and go against a little heavier car, you're more than welcome to. But if not, you can eat some of Jesse Johnson's smoked pork ribs and drink some beer and enjoy the band.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little, it's a good mix. I mean, there's a little bit of something for everybody, you know, especially people.
Exactly.
People that are watching, or people that are going to come and watch, or people that are going to watch, you know, watch at home or
and
whatever.
Of course, as always, we're raising money for the Mascot Miracles that help the kids with terminal diseases.
Mm-hmm. Those guys were fun to watch.
Yeah, them guys. Yeah, they'll definitely even have a better time now. It's a little bit cooler out when we go out there. Then I mean,
yeah,
I was
a little more active. Exactly.
Yeah, I was feeling for them when we were out there in May. I was like, poof, man, I wouldn't want to be wearing one of them things right now.
Right. I mean, think about how hot it was when we were out there in May.
Yeah,
we didn't. We weren't there in July.
No, July. That's what they were all saying when I was doing it the day before there. It says July is just it's relentless. Well, no, it'll be awesome. I can't wait to get back.
15 pounds in the last 3 weeks. I built 5 cars, resurrected 2 pre-runs twice in 5 weeks.
Yep.
That's
about 100, 105 degrees the whole time.
It's not. That doesn't sound fun at all.
No. I keep saying I'm too old to do this, and I keep doing it. So,
right.
You don't always get smarter when you get older.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of the Bills game over the weekend by chance?
Actually, we did. Kind of encouraged.
Right? I know my wife was home watching it, 21-0 in preseason. I don't know if it means anything, but certainly gives you reason to be excited.
Yeah, but when you figure you lost your star running back from last year and your number one defensive guy in the league,
mm-hmm.
and they still dominated.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
when you say that you had to resurrect the pre-runs and with the unified rules, in terms of what you can do when you build it, how hard is it to resurrect something? I mean, it would seem to me that everything's pretty well spent.
The first one was my Blizzard Bash car from Topeka last year.
Okay.
So that was an easy one. That was a transmission, and then we got rid of all the, no offense guys, the stupid 9-wire and put our straps on.
Right.
And welded the hood solid, which you guys aren't allowed to do, and ran that on Saturday. The other one was that was a little more difficult. We had a car we built 13 years ago for a guy, and it circled through 3 states, ended up back in Salt Lake at Gumby's shop, so I bought it back, and it wasn't used yet. So last year we ran it, totally junked the front end, but the back end was fine, so I didn't want to throw it away.
Right.
And then Dalton's May Mania car, we cut the front end off of it because it wasn't hurt, and we Frankensteined it.
Yep.
Onto the front of the other one, and yeah, that one was a little tougher.
Now, can you guys run fix-it plates or no?
We're only allowed 4 fix-it plates. So what we ended up doing was, because we did it from the A-arms forward, we banana peeled the existing frame horns,
yep.
Put the stub up, laid the banana peel back down, and then added the 2 plates that were allowed on each side. And
mm-hmm.
It was either going to fall off in one hit or stay on, and it
right.
stayed on, and I actually beat Dalton this time. That's first.
That's always good.
The other thing I was talking about at the Havoc, we're going to do a Jumbotron this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to have that going.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like going to be wild.
Of course, we got you guys coming out, so we'll be.
I know we're looking forward to
it. Worldwide.
We're looking forward to it a lot. I mean, the response that we've had from this summer, it's pretty encouraging, you know. Now we're getting ready. We're going to be busy over the next 5 days with starting with Friday and going up until next Tuesday. We're going to be two shows on opposite sides of Pennsylvania, and then we got a day at home, and then we got to go back down for two shows in Virginia. But I mean, the response that we've got this summer has been great. We've been hitting new places. We've been getting a lot of new people, and now we've got some pretty regular dialogue with a fan in United Kingdom, David Sims. He had one of my shirts on, and he took a selfie of himself at one of the zoos in, I think it was in Dorset or in Poole, which is in the UK, which was, I mean, it's just crazy to think about. It's mm-hmm. Demolition Derby, the world continues to get smaller and smaller. It's easier and easier to access people with that social media stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing we got to talk about is, remember, we're going to try and a new Mad Dog pick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like this idea. I mean, do you want to get into it now? We can reveal it for everybody.
Because we need the ideas, because it's still an evolving organism. You know, our biggest problem has always been, how do you pick a Mad Dog? You know, if you leave it up to the officials, everyone thinks we're biased. If you leave it up to the fans, yeah. Then it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
The drivers don't really seem to get into it. So our idea was to let the fans vote online as one aspect.
It's one of the.
So I don't care how many vote, but the majority will win one vote. Mm-hmm. Then we let the officials do a second vote, and then I think we need to pick a respected driver or drivers that are going to be at the show, mm-hmm. and they get the third vote. So now you're back to a majority wins. And if that works, because that's how we're going to, we want to experiment at this show, because May Mania, because of Robbie Layton and Brad Bowman, we now are going to have the Thunderstruck $5,000 Mad Dog Award.
Ooh, man. Yeah. That's
pretty
awesome,
isn't it?
That is awesome, yeah.
So one of the potential realities that we talked about in terms of letting the fans vote is somehow creating a poll.
Right.
So we would have our roster, and we would basically translate that or transfer that to something that's web based. So as the fans are watching at home, they can go and they can vote as they go.
Yep.
So I thought that was awesome.
Oh yeah, that's super awesome.
Talk about getting people engaged.
Yep. And that's your deal, because you're the computer guy. So I'll handle the other two. You get to handle that one.
Easy. No
but
problem.
If we can work it out, I think it could work at a lot of shows.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I think a lot of people would
absolutely
be on board with that.
Because then you're gonna have views from all types, all different aspects, and all different views. I mean, that's an awesome idea, I think. I mean, it's, and there's by no means anybody can ever say that it was a biased, you know, a biased decision on anybody's part, because then you're involving so many different yeah.
You've got so many different places the votes are coming from.
Right.
You got the officials, you got the fans, you got respected drivers who they're able to call it down the middle. So, I mean, and you can't tell me that when you got a Thunderstruck award worth $5,000 waiting, that people aren't going to drive over their heads.
Oh, dude. that's definitely well named, because them two, holy cow.
Right.
I was like, poof.
We're going to be talking.
And people are still talking about it. I mean, I get excited at derbies and everything else, and people are like, guys back this way that know me, they're like, man, they're all talking, you know, people come up to me since we got back from that show, and they're like, that must have been a good show. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was a freaking awesome show. You know, that was one of the best shows I've ever been to. And we could tell. You don't normally get excited at shows like that, but he says, all of a sudden, we're like, holy shit, that's got to be a good show. Ben's like coming unglued. He's like having an awesome. And I was like, oh, I mean, I was screaming.
Ben was
so
excited about it, he broke his glasses.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was, man, them two. And it's just not them two. I mean, all them guys, all the drivers out there, it's the Utah driving style. And that's what's awesome about
it. It doesn't matter what money's on the line. It's
no, they just
in
like
Utah.
Driving
they
like
just
that.
Love driving like, what's the word you always use?
Ladleheads.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, they're not, I mean, they like knocking people out of their seats. I mean, that is the ultimate of ultimates. I mean, for a derby fan, is to see an event like that, that the only one thing, two things people got in their minds when they go on the track, I feel, my opinion, is either knock another guy completely out of their seat when you hit him, Or bonus round, flip them on their lid.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to roll somebody over, you know, it seems. And it's just that from a Derby fan, somebody watching or something. I mean, that's all the great ingredients to making an awesome show and something that everybody wants to continue to watch and come see.
And as on the edge as those shows are out there, we're not seeing a lot of the pictures that we're seeing out here with driver's door shots and stuff like that. Is on the edge, it is controlled. I mean, there's some strategy to the driving. Oh, they're picking good shots. Even when they pile into the corner, they're not getting door shots.
They might be driving like ladle heads, but they're not dummies. They're not going to stick their door out there when somebody's coming across the arena. I mean, that's you know, that's a quick, easy, fast way of going to the hospital.
It's not a shield.
No,
it's not going to work.
Not
like
out there, it's not a shield. If you're going to pull your door to shield out there, then you're definitely not wrapped tight at all.
That's awesome.
We got
a new design for the hoodies. I'll have to send you guys a couple so you can give them away online.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm game. We can do that. We can get those taken care of. We're going to be catching up with Brad.
And I'll send you some fry sauce so you can give that away.
Fry sauce, yeah. Something's not right with that.
it's not bad. I tried it out there. It's not bad, but I mean, I just add salt to the fries. No one else on it, but
just a little salt.
Yeah, a couple tables.
But I hope you can work out that polling because I'm really excited to do that because even if it's dominated by one like Ohio voters voting for an Ohio driver, there's still two other aspects,
right,
that fall into play there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm pretty confident we can find a way to make that work. There's different avenues that we've got. I think we're gonna incorporate some of the Facebook stuff with it, and we'll find a way to make that poll work fine. I was toying with another version of it, and I just don't like how it's clunky. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't run smooth. So I'm gonna do it. I think we're gonna end up going that route with it. Dan Bolton is falling over right now. See, he's been talking back and forth with Paul, and they're talking.
Oh,
about
he's like he's driver trades and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Well, now he just found out $5,000 Mad Dog. He goes, that's more than four features combined out here.
Right. I mean, he's all nutted up. Apparently, Paul's putting him in a truck out there somewhere, right. And then he's gonna put Paul in a truck back here. And
he's putting Paul in a truck. It sounds like at Caledonia next July.
Well, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
I'm here to tell you that'll. People will be coming out of their seats.
There'll be 08 Dodges.
But I'm here to tell you right now, and people have been busting Dan's balls nonstop about going out to Utah and run. And I know he's excited. He's wicked excited.
He's very excited.
I'd like to be a little birdie on his shoulder when he gets out on that track and he's doing a circle and they drop the hammer and say go.
You know what we should do is we should bring one of the GoPros out and point it at his face.
Point his face.
At his
absolutely.
Face so he can see his eyes the size of dinner plates. When
absolutely.
He's pulling into the arena, realizes what he's got himself into.
You know, he's going to love it. He's going to love it. But on the other hand, he's going to be like, what the hell did I get myself into? especially when Paul Cox turns around, if it comes down to them two in the end, and he puts him on his lid, you know.
Right.
Paul Cox puts Bolton on his lid. But
he'll park Dan.
How cool would that be? Oh. You know, that would be... Yeah, I had Paul Cox flip me on my lid.
Actually,
yeah.
That might not be a bad idea. If Paul's listening, that might not be a bad idea if you think about it, because he could build the truck for Dan,
yep.
Flip him right away, and then the truck's
then
not hurt.
He
can run it later, yeah.
Absolutely.
It might be Dan. I'd be watching over your shoulder, man.
And we might end up putting a bounty on Dan's head, too, out there.
Jeez.
Don't mention the concrete walls that they're putting him against, either.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he runs against concrete here.
He's fine.
Concrete, but that's kind of a, I don't know, you could say it's an East Coast thing because we're used to the concrete barriers, walls, jersey barriers, and
I don't know the wall. It strikes me that the walls at the Golden Spike are harder than what you'd have here because those hay bales aren't really compacting any, and the jersey barriers are huge, and you're going up against the concrete foundation for the grandstands.
Yeah,
those are like safety barriers at NASCAR, aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Safer barriers, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Little energy absorption.
Yeah,
yep,
that's awesome.
But yeah, this is gonna be. Now it's gonna.
I know. Now you've already started looking past Halloween Havoc when we're out there in October to when we go back out there again in 2017.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Well, like I said, I'm excited about May Mania next year. You know what it was this year. I think adding that 5,000 Mad Dog is going to make it even better next year. Super stoked about that. And
yeah.
I'll get all the information out on for the drivers on that race here, not too far away. I'm going to give everyone that ran last year will have first opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it'll be open.
Yeah, and boy, it's going to fill. I mean, it's just going to go bam, like that. You know, it'll fill, and especially that $5,000 Mad Dog. I mean, just insane. That is awesome. That's
for Mad Dog.
Yeah, just for Mad Dog. I mean, that's just Mad Dog.
Yep. Like they needed more incentive to drive. Right,
well, yeah. I mean, it's just,
bumpers over carburetors.
You got any outside people coming in? I mean, change your driving style, adjust your driving style to out there. You know, let's step up the game. And if you're going to come from out of state, try to drive the same way they do.
To be honest with you, what I think it does, it allows the guys with that driving style that want to go for the win and the money, that's fine.
Right.
But it leaves the guys that have no driving style and go just kind of apeshit crazy. It gives them an opportunity to get the big dollars too. So.
Right.
And I was just corrected on something. I misunderstood. I thought this was already done and set in stone, but Dan just messaged me and said that the plan was that those two guys were going to come and run May Mania if Johnny's having full-size trucks at May Mania. Is that on the card?
Yeah. Oh, May Mania will be we'll do trucks as a regular heat.
Just as a regular, yeah, not necessarily, you know, team trucks or anything like that, but just a standalone event for the trucks at May Mania.
Correct.
So it sounds like Paul and Dan will be at May Mania.
Wow. Well, awesome.
You need to tell them, give them my information, and let them know what's kind of. Are they aware of our West Jordan show in a month?
I would assume they are, but I don't know if Dan's ready for it.
No, Dan's got to take a year to prepare. He might have to like jump in a 55-gallon drum and roll down a hill a few times, right. You know, and just to get used to getting jarred around that good.
That West Jordan show is going to be pretty neat because that's trucks front to back. The whole thing is trucks.
Yeah, the whole thing is trucks except for the one heat of passenger cars.
Whew.
They've got that's
$20,000 purse at $5,000 to win.
Man,
you've got
that one. All the drivers that show up at that one get $250 in their pocket just for showing up.
Just for showing up.
Just for getting there.
That's awesome.
Just for coming through.
That is just freaking awesome, man.
And that the new truck division, which was essentially like a stock division, is what we saw in May, and then you've got a mid-range build, and then you've got the full Monty trucks that are pretty insane.
At this one, it's the one a step down from Blizzard Bash builds,
mm-hmm.
But the Iron Wedge trucks, whatever you want to call them, and then just the farm trucks. We don't have a mid truck, just the farm. Weld them like it used to be. Weld the tailgate on. Weld the doors. Put your bars in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're out in farm country here, so trucks are still a dime a dozen, and there's a lot of guys that like to run them.
Yeah, and that was good. That was a good heat in May. That was a real good heat in May, the truck heat out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that was your farm truck class, right?
Yeah, that was our experimental one. Yeah, that turned out to be. I was actually more impressed than I thought I was going to be. I thought it was going to be a dud, but it actually turned out to be a really good heat.
Those guys were doing some hunting out there. It was an entertaining heat for sure.
Dan right now has sent me a message where he's frantically shaking his head. No, he said definitely not this year. It'll be next year. And you know why it's next year? We know why. Ben and I know why. Because Dan wants to be on TV.
Well.
Right?
You got Maverick and Goose, basically. you got Decker and Bolton. There's Maverick and Goose of the Demolition Derby world right there. You know? So that's good. That's good.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm happy for him, actually. I'm really happy for you to have that opportunity. That's awesome.
Yeah, make sure, I mean, those guys, I know they're listening right now. You guys got to make sure you get your ducks in a row. Get a hold of Johnny. Get the details on it. You can get a hold of him.
Yep.
A million different ways. So, I mean, make sure you put the time in, figure out what you're supposed to be building so that you don't get yourself loaded. Johnny, man, I appreciate
it. Hey guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to join you in another week or two, but I got to get flying and get some more stuff for the drivers done.
All right, definitely, man. Well, appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us for a little while. We're going to catch up with Brad Bowman here in a few minutes as well. So we'll have you on again here as we get a little bit closer, find out who's coming, who's staying home, who's running, who's officiating, things like that.
Go Bills. Talk to you in a little bit.
All right, Johnny. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Yeah,
bye-bye. There goes Johnny Gullo talking a little bit about Halloween Havoc.
Man.
That's kind of exciting. I'm going to have
$5,000
for May Mania. Whoops. That is not the right screen graphic at all. That's not the one that should be up there. Real quick, we've got another announcement regarding New Year's Eve. Officially now, Creekside Entertainment is going to be coming to be part of the show. So we're going to have a DJ there in-house. So all the music stuff is going to be taken care of and a little bit more of a format identifier for everybody. The goal is that we're going to go live with the podcast from like 6:30 to 7:15, 45 minutes or so, do the awards before dinner, and then everything gets shut off. If you want to be part of the party, you're going to have to be there. So we are going to be going live, and I'm working closely with one of our very good friends, Aaron Bunce, on another project that'll be tied to New Year's Eve. So watch closely for announcements forthcoming with that. A couple people were asking why we're talking about it now. Because last year when it was September we were talking about it, people already, they needed time to get time off of work. They didn't know because of the weather, because of they work for municipalities and stuff. So we're telling everybody now, plenty of time. And judging by the response we've got on Facebook, it looks like we're going to sell out. So tickets are available. You can go by now. Obviously, if you wait, it doesn't bother me if you want to wait till closer. But it looks like, judging by the people that are telling me that they're coming, they're just not going to buy their ticket yet, that we are going to be – we got a little bit more room this year, but we also brought the DJ in, so we're kind of trading it back and forth. So there's not going to be, you know, a wide-open situation. We did talk with them, and if we need to, we'll add more seating in the room, and we'll put the food – in an adjacent room. Yeah. And so if we need to take two rooms, we will.
You always stack the DJ up on a table to save room.
Yep. It's Stu Ovens. He's announces the Yates County Fair.
Oh yeah, okay. Yep.
With the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Creekside Entertainment. So they're gonna be coming on and hanging out with us for that. But what we need to do, we need to go and pay a couple bills real quick. So we're gonna do that and we will be right back with you at home, and Brad Bowman in just a minute.
It's truck month at Layton Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Layton Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Layton Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Ultimate Derby, we're going to be talking with Sam Williams next week about Battleground coming up in Louisville, Kentucky at Freedom Hall. They had Macon over the weekend. Corey Ludington, congratulations out to him, picking up his first modified win, which was pretty cool. He got in victory lane. Rob Hoyer picked up the limited weld win in Macon. Going into the weekend, Jesse Ravitch was the points leader for Ultimate Derby's point standings. Cordell Hansen, Matt Schilling, Travis McBride, Nathan Clausen, and Chad Shireman following in order there. That was as of the 19th of August. They've had Macon since then. Then a points championship is scheduled for Bowling Green, Missouri on the 17th of September. We'll get all those details from Sam. They released Ultimate Derby, released some of their team lists today, which was awesome to see how the musical chairs have been happening. We'll be getting into that a little bit with Sam when we talk with him next week. And we'll have some more details on Battleground. We'll have a little bit more detail on the points championship. The reason why the points aren't updated right now is because Candace has been spending all day juggling and stuff with the teams. So we'll get caught up with that. So Smash Demolition Derbies, they've got another busy week ahead of them coming up on Wednesday this week. Wednesday this week, they're going to be at the Portage County Fair in Randolph, Ohio. Smash It Leaf Class, mini cars, full-size trucks, youth class, Power Wheel, 7 o'clock start there. 3 days later, they're going to be at the Dark County Fair in Greenville, Ohio, 7 o'clock start. Mod cars, mild weld, street stocks, 80s and up. Wire mini, smash it, mini class, no V8s allowed. Stock mowers, power wheels, that's going to be a stacked show. September the 4th is Montgomery County Fair in Dayton, Ohio, 7 o'clock start there. Smash it class, street stocks, compacts, mowers, Power Wheels there. And the same night is the Stark County Fair in Canton, Ohio. That's the 7:30 start time for that one. Smash It Leaf Class, mini cars, full size, compact trucks, street stocks, Power Wheels. And I think Stark County is running on the 5th as well with a different docket of action. But we'll be able to talk more about that Monday coming. We got to touch on a little bit of that stuff as well. East Coast Championship, September 3rd and 4th at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York. Kings of Old School's second show of 2016. It's a 2 o'clock start there. It's only open to the top two finishers of 2015 and 2016. Full-size and compact team divisions. Limited of 14 teams per class. V8s, $2,250 to win. Compacts, $1,500 to win. $3,000 for the teams. Junk run, $500. Outlaw class, $500 minimum. If you're looking for questions on logistics, call Brett Relier, 607-327-2705. If you're looking for rules information, Mark Benjamin's your guy, 607-215-2149. Again, Mark Benjamin, 607-215-2149. Make sure you call with questions on the rules. Kings of Old School rules are being used at the Hartford Fair, which is coming up on Saturday. And there's still some team openings on that, and it's some pretty serious money if you want to go run with the teams. Sorry.
Championship thing. I see Brett just posted something today about having a compact class, pretty much, mm-hmm. if you want to finish your car up, no entry fee, and he's throwing out there $300 to the winner, you know, as of right now, which probably depending on interest, that might go up, sure. or might not, but, you know, it's kind of his way of helping guys clean stuff up, I guess.
Yep. Chaos in the Valley is coming up on the 24th of October. We're going to be down there. RC event with that one. Going to probably see Ed Brewster down there. Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock. This is a benefit for the Townsville Volunteer Fire Department. Always a hard-hitting show. 5 o'clock start time down there in Woodstock. There's a heat and feature format for both the full-size weld and the compacts. Jason Shipe with JPG Towing is in charge of that one, 540-335-7510. We're going to be seeing Jason in just a couple of days. Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be at the Shenandoah County Fair. And right now, all signs are pointing to they've given us the green light to stream it. Now, when we get down there and the fair is going on, I'm wondering if that's going to change, because sometimes things happen like that. But our goal is to bring you three derbies over the course of 5 days, with Friday at New Alex and then Monday and Tuesday in Shenandoah County. Rounding out our drops here, Hog Wild Fall Brawl coming up Saturday the 8th of October at the Stoneboro Fairgrounds in Stoneboro, Pennsylvania. Pro Limiteds, Wire Class, Super Stocks, Compacts, Youth Class, Trucks, Power Wheels, RC Derby, three raffle cars, maybe another raffle car. Supporting charities for the Matheson College Fund, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. We talked about all those when we talked with Casey Smith out in Sandusky. There's a Show and Shine, trucks, cars, diesels, imports, rat rods, barbecue fest, live music. Adult admission for the whole thing is only $11, and kids under 12, it's only $6. You can find out more with Bad Habit and Hog Wild if you look up Chris Furster, Mike Henshaw, those guys online. And, man, that's going to be a good show, too. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that one. And then the very next day, we come back up here for the San Filippo Smash event, which is going to be at the Otsego County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. in Morris. So I think we covered everything. Oh, Ryan Heeslip, he picked up a win over the weekend. Eric Tatey, he won. Yep. He got second, finally.
Finally
picked one up in his hometown. So that was kind of cool to see some success for those guys. Mm-hmm. And I know I saw more, and I'm just I was writing down as many notes as I could, and I'm pretty sure I blanked on a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I got to get down. Dan is continuing to tell me how excited he is, and I'm sure he's excited right up until mm-hmm. he's staring at a green flag.
Well, my suggestion to Dan is if he's going to take a truck out there he's not taking a truck out there. If he's getting a truck build out there, he needs to take the time, actually, take a mini vacation, because there's so much stuff to do other than the derby out there. Because they all tell us, you know, make sure you come out there. Come out there for a week, because there's a lot of stuff to do out there family-wise. My suggestion is, Dan, is to bribe Gully to get his two-car trailer and truck, drive to Utah, and bring two cars back with you, right. or two trucks, or whatever.
Hey, Brad, it's Chris. Can I put you in? Hey, I'm putting you in. Probably could have muted that microphone. Yeah, bringing two cars back is a great idea, they're around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely around, and they're cheap.
Bring a truck.
In our eyes, they're cheap.
Yes, bring a truck back.
Yeah.
And who says it has to come from Utah? Because you're covering a lot of ground on your way there.
Oh, yeah. You can pick up on the way through.
We've got Brad Bowman joining us here on the hotline. Brad, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Congratulations on the win. I know this one over the weekend meant a lot to you. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you. So, I don't know, man. This is probably my greatest win to date. Just so many things that kind of evolved around this one. Had a couple tough weeks getting to the show the week before and didn't quite make it, so moved on to this one, which was a pretty big show. In the meantime, you know, we found out one of our fellow drivers here out of my hometown, Montsweat, is fighting a pretty big battle right now with some cancer. So we just kind of a nice little tribute car I threw out there for him, and everything about this derby just fell into place. I couldn't ask for a better turnout. Got to drive with my brother, which we both got rollovers in the same night. And
awesome.
One of my best friends and guy I build cars with, TJ McPhee, placed second right behind me. And just, I don't know, I just have a picture-perfect weekend for me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And this was the show that was in Heber City.
Right,
and,
right.
I mean, when he said it was a big show, it was one of the big ones. This was sort of the... It's a couple of weekends in a row where they just start handing money out in Utah, and it was a big one. It was a good win for you, and to pick up the rollovers. We were just talking a little bit ago about how important it is to pull a rollover Utah, and for you guys to get a pair of them. I thought it was neat what you did with the car too, with the tribute to Mont.
Yeah, it was kind of an idea that just kind of sparked me midweek. You know, I was kind of thinking of mixing up my paint job a little bit for this one, and I just was kind of thinking of. About Mont all week long, and you know, I thought, you know, I'm going to try to do something for him, and I thought about this and just threw it out there, and I think it kind of caught a few guys off guard a little bit, because me and Mont are pretty good friends outside Derby, but inside that arena, we usually battle head-to-head quite a bit, and so I think a lot of people are kind of caught off guard, but I have so much respect for the guy, and I just wanted to do something to kind of let him know that everyone, we're thinking about him, and we miss him.
Yeah.
Want him back in that arena if we can ever get him back in there. So
what do you think of the May Mania Mad Dog Award?
Yeah, so that news was just kind of wrote to me here a few minutes ago myself, and that's gonna be pretty crazy. I think that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, and I think me and Robbie will probably be there trying to claim that first Mad Dog Award, so looking forward to that. We'll be there and ready to try to claim that.
Now, is it true that you guys already knew that $5,000 award was coming, seeing as I was got the Thunderstruck name on it, and that you advised Johnny to make the check out to you guys already?
That is not true. Not at all.
No.
But I can promise you, Bobby and I will do everything in our power to put on a good show and earn that award. Definitely. We'll be there and definitely try to get our names on that check.
Is it harder to win in Utah than it is here because they put such a premium on hard driving that you don't necessarily – I mean, you're not out there per se trying to win. You're just out there to ruin a car the way that it used to be. So do you think it's – is it harder to win in Utah, Ben? What do you think?
That's hard for me to answer for the simple fact that I haven't drove out there and experienced it for myself. Being out there and watch the driving styles, completely different driving styles, different car builds. I think that if I went back there, it'd be a huge learning curve for me to change driving styles. Right. I will say that here, I think anybody can come in and win if you play your cards right, but if you get caught bagging, everyone will turn on you.
Oh, absolutely.
So you've got to keep the pace up and you've got to be making hits. I mean, if you know, you're out there in your heat and everyone, you know, in the other heats are watching you back, the main event's not going to be pretty for you. So I definitely think there's a lot of pressure to, you know, step up your game. And that's actually part of the driving style here. I think if you stay fast-paced and you're making your hits, I don't think you will get hit that much. But when you slow down and try to position yourself, it just will not work for you here in most shows, especially the bigger paying shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's, my motto is you got to. It's hard to hit a moving target. You know, that's always right. that's always been my motto. You know, it's go in and drive your own pace of the Derby, and generally my pace is faster than most others. So you know, it's hard to hit a moving target, and I'd rather hit somebody harder than you know they're hitting me anyway. So I mean, that's.
I mean, you've.
But to me, if somebody myself going out there, I think it would be hard for me to win because I would want to. I guess I would want to try to step my pace up even more to try to bring the Derby to somebody else than to have them bring the Derby to me. You know what right. I mean? So I truly.
Well, when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans.
Well, I truly think if. A first time going out there, or the first few times going out there, like he said, it'd be a learning curve on for you know reverse learning curve. You know, like he said, he'd have a learning curve coming back here. People would have a learning curve going there because you're going to run out of a car. You're going to run out of cars. What you're going to do?
I mean, that's
because you're going to try to step the pace up so much to either blend in or get ahead, and you're just going to overdrive. It'd be real easy to overdrive. But I'd have fun doing it. I mean, that's for sure.
I mean, I threw that question initially to you, Ben, because you've driven in Ohio, you've driven in Virginia, you've been in Pennsylvania, you've been in New mm-hmm. York, you've been all over the place, and you've gone out with a chance to see in person what it's like in Utah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that struck me is how much faster it is. I mean, I've always thought that Shenandoah was one of the fastest places mm-hmm. that I've been. That it is just so quick. You have to have your head on a swivel, and the hammer is coming now. It's the mm-hmm. most I had to compare it to when we got out there. But even in the videos and stuff, it doesn't do justice with how fast it is. And right. it would strike me that some of the guys from here that are aggressive, that run hard, that if they went out there, I think that there would be a learning curve to get acclimated to how quick things happen. And the track's so big.
It's the size of the arena. It's the type of the arena, the type of, you know, it's different type of dirt, you know, and it's in the arena, the size
of
the arena.
You know who would be fun to see run out there? Hank Pensick.
Yeah, yeah. And just the way the actual Derby goes on. I mean, it's like a cyclone. You know what I mean? Literally. I mean, you have to be. Usually in derbies, a guy that's been on had a lot of seat time. He's just not looking at the next two, three hits. He's looking past that. He's looking four, five shots down the road. You know, positioning and everything else out there. I mean, it's kind of like you literally have to drive through people in order to be kind of successful, because you have to make that hit and make that hit in the right spot of the car to where out here you get somebody pinned against the wall or something, you go up, you drive them into the wall. Now you're a stopped object. Now you got to throw it in reverse. You want to go. In my opinion is out there, you want to be able to hit somebody and either hit them hard enough to spin them off you so you can keep your momentum going. You don't want to hit somebody and come to a stop anywhere in that arena
right.
and have to back up to move around and go around, because nine times out of ten there's somebody else waylaying right in the back end of you, you know, because you're a stopped object. Right. I mean, you're like I said before, it's like Shark Week, you know. You're a seal out of water right there, and here comes a shark, you know. And but yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anybody that has never ran out there from this area that would not have some sort of a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's just a totally different, it's just totally different environment, driving style, everything. And that's not a bad thing at all. I think that's awesome. I think I really, like I said, I would love going out there and running out there. I mean, it's one of them bucket list things.
I mean, it's up there. I mean, I still say that the ultimate for me in terms of any place that we've been is that first round of qualifying at Blizzard Bash. Those opening pairings where it's 4-on-4 mm-hmm. and those heats are over with in 45, 50, 60 seconds.
Right.
That was the craziest thing that we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And then to go someplace like Smash It's Bash for Cash, where there's 600 cars in one mm-hmm. place, and they're all going to be wrecked by the end of the night. And right. then to experience Utah, it was It was far different than either of those other two experiences. And yeah. Now there's $5,000 sitting out there in May for somebody who decides to that they're going to be they're going to volunteer to put their bumper in their lap.
Right. I lost my mindset now. I was going to touch on something. I lost it.
Brad, are you doing anything else this year? I'm hoping that we're going to see you when we're out there for Halloween Havoc in October.
So I'm actually going to be running again Friday night in Manti, Utah. And then after that, we're just going to kind of play out and see what the rest of the year looks like. I'm definitely hoping to hit up Halloween Havoc. You know, we start hunting here pretty hard at the end of September into October here in Utah. And so it's kind of hard to find a little more time to start building cars. So I'm hoping to keep one of my cars around for the fundraiser show that we're doing for Mont. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a derby here in his hometown just to bring in some cash. So I'll definitely be saving one of my cars for there. So after Friday night, we'll reevaluate and see where we're at. And hopefully we can bring a car to Havoc as well.
How many cars do you have at your place right now?
At my place, I've only got 3. So I'm not one of the rich and famous guys that has an acre filled that they can stash full of cars. So I kind of buy them and use them as I need them.
Yeah.
What's the going rate for them out there?
Like a what kind of car?
I'll do a Deckard tribute. A Shocker, you know, 74. Yeah, 74 Shocker.
A 74 Shocker complete, $1,200. Once you start taking motors and trannies out of them, bumpers, you know, you start dropping down. You know, a shell's about $700 to $800 for just a shell.
Yeah.
Caddies, you know, they're about anywhere from $750 to $1,250, depending on what, you know, the cleanliness of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Crown Vicks are a dime a dozen just for the simple fact that they're not popular here yet.
Right.
We've seen a lot of people pick up on them this year with the two kicker down bars. People are starting to figure them out and starting to run with them, and I'm not too far behind jumping on that bandwagon.
Well, yeah.
Be left behind.
Yeah, it's a lot of people did it around here for the same I think the same reason is they're so cheap. I mean, you could pick up 3 for the price of 1. You know, and they're kind of cookie cutter to an extent in their hard cars. I mean, when you get them figured out, I mean, they're definitely hard cars. But what do you think is a hot commodity for a car out there? What type of car do you think is the hottest commodity right now this year?
Did you say what is the highest priority car?
Hottest commodity, like the most desired car out there this year. What do you think?
I would probably say the 73, 74 Caddy is probably the most desired car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would honestly say this year alone, I would say your Vicks are right behind them.
Right. Yeah. Right. No big demand on suicides out there, huh?
So we actually were just having this discussion last night for our current state of, rules right now for the weld here in Utah. The 3 cars to have is a Caddy, Suicide, Vic.
Right.
So it's kind of pick your poison which way you want to roll. But right now, to the full weld rules in Utah, those are the 3 strongest cars that the rules will allow.
Right.
Once you drop down into like the May Mania set of rules or, you know, a little more of a stock build, then honestly it's your 74 to 6 GMs or your Mopars.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mopars are still doing really well in those rules.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
that's going to continue to do well.
Yeah, that the May Mania rules, I mean, are very comparable to like some of our rule sets out here. Mm-hmm. And that's they're still very competitive out our way, you know, and that's but like you said, I mean, the Caddies are gaining steam, but the Vicks are always going to gain steam depending on what way the rules get jived, you know. And because they are a rule-based car, you know, you got to have certain rules in place in order for them cars to be competitive, in my eyes. But
you got to put them together the right way too.
Yeah. Yep.
Steelerface Racing, they've participated at Herkimer, had a pretty good weekend over there, and last week we missed it, but Jake Sherman won for the second year in a row at Norwich, out here. So that was pretty cool. Good runs for those guys.
Brad, man, I'm looking forward to getting back out there and seeing you guys and you and Robbie run again. You guys made my trip when I was out there in May. That was awesome.
Appreciate that. Yeah, Robbie and I have had a pretty decent year. Robbie actually just broke the fourth place curse last week. He ran six shows in a row that he was finished fourth, and he finally got seventh place this week, so he's pretty excited about that.
Yep.
Way to break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend's his hometown show, so he's going to be looking to capitalize on a victory there. So
nice.
Good luck to him on that.
Well, we wish you guys the best. Good luck this weekend. Good luck with the show. Keep us informed on that show as it starts to develop for Mont in his hometown. Anybody that you wanted to make mention of here before we get out of here?
You know what? I'm not going to tell anybody thanks this time. I'm just going to tell everyone to wish and hope and pray for Mont for speedy recovery and wish him and his family the best of luck.
Awesome. Yep. Well, I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. And Brad, congratulations again on the win. Well done, and we look forward to seeing you here in, what, about 8 weeks? Something like that? Not even?
Something like that.
It'll be here before you know it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you later, Brad. Take care.
See you, Brad.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye. There goes Brad Bowman, winner at Heber City. Pretty good show.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So I think we covered everything. I know we forgot stuff.
Tough.
Well, next week we'll get into more of that conversation about, maybe we won't. Come on now. There it goes.
Sam's on next week, right?
Sam will be on. We'll be hanging out with Sam next week. We'll see him. But next week we'll get into some of the conversation about the Blizzard Bash teams. We'll talk about that. Talk about Battleground, which is coming up.
Not next week.
It won't be next week. You're right. Because it'll be 2 weeks. Yeah. Right.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. Because we're gonna be down in Virginia on Monday, and I'll just kind of pay attention to the Crash Course page. I'll let you know what's going on as that situation develops. Because If we go on early and there's nothing going on the track, I'll just have Sam on my cell phone and I'll just hold it up. It'll be so cool because I'll hold up my cell phone like this and we'll talk to him and it'll work out great.
Why don't you just FaceTime him?
Well, honestly, I don't want to mess with it.
Then you could put him in front of the camera.
I don't want to mess with
it. On the camera.
We could Skype him in.
Skype
we could
him
do
in.
That. But I'm afraid it would the audio would bleed back through when we do it on the computer.
Yeah.
Technology. Miserable thing. It was a quick hour. That went fast.
Yeah, it went fast.
But that is going to do it for this week. We're going to be back on the air Friday night with New Alex, Pennsylvania at their championship night with the Lions Club. Saturday I'm announcing in Hartford, Pennsylvania with Scott Wallace and Smash Masters and the Hartford Fair. And then Monday and Tuesday we're going to be down in Shenandoah County in Woodstock, Virginia. Keep an eye on the Crash Course page for information. Links will be up there as we get closer to the shows. That's going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course, number 145 in the books. We'll see everybody next week.
The Crash Course podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParks.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam. Boat Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.